Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Thursday night current events broadcast. I'm your host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Welcome. Hope you enjoyed that little Christmas spirit of a song. I know Christmas is 2 days away, but Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope you have a healthy, happy, safe one. Now, before I get on with our show, just a couple things I'd like to put out there. First thing is our disclaimer, which the views and opinions expressed on Defender 7 radio show and Facebook page are those of the callers and or authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the Defenders 7. Now, if you're new just tuning into us, Thursday nights we usually like to have what I call, you know, no holds bar, which is you can express anything you'd like. We're not overseen by the FCC as long as we're not threatening anybody's life or communicating any threats. So everything goes on this show. Don't be afraid. And as always, we will keep you anonymous, so you don't have to give your real name. Now, if you haven't checked us out yet, go to our national Facebook page by typing in the search box, all capital letters, Defenders 7. Now, before you click that join button, just know that we expect all of our members and future members to participate throughout everything we do here in the Defender 7. You get in, you feel it's not for you, you may leave. No hard feelings. We also have a YouTube channel. By all means, please hop over there and click that subscribe button for us. We're on MeWe. If you click on organizations and scroll down, Defender 7 Humanitarian American Patriot Group. As our mission statement states, and as we say, that's what we are. We're not a militia. We are a humanitarian American patriot group. But we're more than that. We treat each other as family, because we feel that we're one big extended family. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, Tumblr, and Twitch. So you can find us anywhere. Now, for tonight's show and all the shows we do here on Blog Talk Radio, we've been trying, and we do enjoy it, but we've been trying to get more members and more people that do follow us to call in. If you still don't feel comfortable about calling in, we also do have a chat room that is live during our broadcast, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So by all means, either one. We also have a website. If you type in all lowercase letters, www.defenders2i.com. On our website, you'll find that we have a store and a donate button. We always let everybody know that all 100% proceeds from sales from our store and from any donations we bring in go back to our communities throughout all 50 states in a time of need. It's not we keep 90% and only distribute 10%. All 100% goes back to our communities. So please, I ask again, by all means, hit that donate button or purchase something from our store. Help us to help you and your community in a time of need. And that's what we're all about. That's the only way that we can do what we do here at the Defender 7 is by donations and sales from our store. That's how we help you. So the number to call also, if you'd like to call in to participate, is area code 914-205-5773. Again, number to call to participate, area code 914-205-5773. Now, our current events is all about what's going on around the country. What do you not like about it? What can you do to change it? What are your thoughts or opinions on it? Personally, do not care too much for the current administration, nor do I like what they're doing to us. What do I mean by that? Constant lies. It's all, if you haven't noticed or haven't caught on to it yet, every time that they don't want you to know something, they come up with a variant. Again, I will say it again and over and over and over. COVID and any variant that comes up because of COVID, yes, they are very real diseases. God bless those that have passed away, who have actually passed away from it. But you... Again, my own opinion, I have not seen any real numbers that's what they passed from.
Yeah, I know people that have actually died from COVID. Very few, but there have been a couple. But I know of more people that have died because of it. I'm echoing.
Who's echoing?
Me.
It's just you and I. Oh, I was going to say, because it's just you and I on here.
I don't understand why I'm echoing. Well, now I'm not. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I had the phone. Like you, COVID is real. There's no doubt about that. COVID-19 was real, but it was man-made, which means it probably was sterile. So the original COVID has died out, and all that you have left is the variant or the mutation. Now, mutation, that's another thing. People keep interchanging mutation and variant, and it's the same. They're different things. Variant means a similar virus. Mutation means that it's from the original. So, and I think that, you know, and people, maybe because people don't realize that, maybe that's why they're more easily deceived, because the government is acting like these variants are are mutations, and they may be mutations, except, like I said, in my personal opinion, if COVID-19 is gain-of-function research, which we all pretty much agree is what it is, then it's probably sterile. Think about when you create a mutated flower, or like the mosquitoes that they created down in Florida to kill off real mosquitoes. They're sterile, which means that once they do their job, they die out. And then, you know, maybe, so that's why I'm wondering, and here we go with the rabbit hole and conspiracy theories, I'm wondering if that's not why they're using the word variant instead of mutation, because the variants are just other gain-of-function research, you know, debacles.
Right. It's because they don't want to tell you the real truth about it. And the more that I'm learning and the more that I'm researching and the more I'm finding out, they even said it, and then they take their words back the other day when the idiot got up there doing his press conference saying that now all of a sudden Omicron is dangerous. No, it's not. Researches,
nobody
not only
died
from Africa, but several other researchers stepped up and said, it's bullshit. It's no worse than just having a regular cold.
So, again,
why are you pressing the mandates, and let's hurry up and keep them masks on that aren't doing dick, excuse my French, and let's get these vaccines and get your boosters. Why? Population control.
Troll in general, to be quite honest, you know, depopulation and control. But think about it. Here's the thing. The reason, again, the difference between variant and mutation. The variants are caused by those who have been vaccinated, because, you know, that's where you're getting your mutation or your variant. It's from, because that's probably why it's a variant rather than a mutation, because mutation is when you take the original and it mutates on its own or from whatever it's exposed to, whereas a variant...
Correct.
Whatever's in those fucking, you know, vaccines that I don't know if you're aware, but supposedly they're fucking with the vaccines. Every batch they make is different than the last one because they're testing to see what works, because every time there's a new variant, they got to make changes to meet up, you know, with the new variant. That's why
right.
some people...
And so you're going to tell me that these people are so stupid that they even the FDA says that Pfizer vaccines aren't working and there's a problem with it. Now all of a sudden Pfizer's coming up with a pill. Are you really fucking kidding me? Are you going to stick a damn pill in your mouth knowing that you wouldn't take the vaccine, especially after knowing that there's more problems with Pfizer?
Yeah. You know, people are nuts, and they got approval from the FDA. The FDA is not canceling them. The same thing, they can't. The FDA, how many months ago, said that the PCR test had too many false positives, that they were no longer allowed to be used after December 31st. Then a few weeks ago, the CDC said that they were no longer, you know, supporting the PCR test. But yet they're still handing them out, and the jackass, you know, Sleepy Joe, he just ordered half a billion. And you know that they're being made in China? Not to mention,
yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about, and even WHO, you know, the World Health Organization just put out an article I just saw that these mass mandates of the vaccines and everything that the idiot is imposing is actually going to cause more harm than help, and they're just as corrupt as he is. And even they're
because they're trying to strategically. It's just like in war, they're trying to plan a strategic attack. So of course you're going to have the idiot who, because Trump kicked them out.
Right.
So now they're coming back because they know that the Democrats are in office and they know they can pull the wool over their eyes. So that's why it's going to bounce back and forth that the who doesn't agree with this, but then wait till next week. It'll be a different story. They'll be on Biden's side for it. And then the following week, they're going to be back to where they were this week with, we don't agree. That's what is pissing the American people that know what's going on off.
And did you see that thing I shared with you about that guy that's the head of the WHO? He is from Ethiopia, and he was head of a terrorist organization. One of the groups that went around killing everybody. I don't know what they're called, but he was a terrorist and killing everybody. And Bill Gates hooked up with him, and got him that job in charge of WHO. And he's in bed with the Chinese. And the Chinese, I don't know, just came out, so I don't know if you heard it yet or not. But the Chinese are locking down a city of 13 million, but yet they haven't canceled the Olympics.
No.
Yeah. And
if you read between the lines, like I always say, look at it. We know it came from China. We know
Fauci.
Gates, Soros, all of them motherfuckers are all involved in it.
Yep. No, I know.
They all have money to lose. And every time that they get a chance to pass a mandate or make you get a shot or idiot sheeple go ahead and get the shots, that is more money in their pocket.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So
and
just from the get-go, with the steal in the election, they're doing the same thing, only worse now because they are in charge.
I just read something with Trump. Trump's like, he said if they're so confident that the election was on the up and up, that, it wasn't stolen and all this other stuff. He's like, why won't they debate me? Why will they not get on stage and debate, show the proof and debate me?
Because they know they would lose.
Right, well, see, here's the thing. Here's the problem. The reason you still have a large percentage of people that don't believe that the 2020 election was stolen, is because they're only on mainstream media,
Right.
And mainstream media is telling them all these lies, and they're not seeing the evidence. If one of these people were to get on stage and debate Trump, the mainstream media would have to cover it. And the evidence, the true evidence, would be presented, and the sheep would see it, and they'd have to open their eyes because it would be right there. So they're not going to debate him.
It's everywhere, other than mainstream media, that this is all nothing but a big farce. But
I just saw
the thing is, they're so fucking brainwashed and so fear factored into, they might as well be goddamn robots.
Well, I just saw numbers, Rasmussen polls, that Democrats are now at like 42%, up from 39%. They're 42% believe that something went wrong in 2020. And they're saying it's something like 59% of the total population. And I forget who it was that was saying it, that if we get to 60 to 65%, then that's two-thirds of the American population, then something will have to be done. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so, yeah, so, and then, you know, it just came out. Have you seen any of that new video yet? Oh, my goodness. The Capitol Police beat that woman to death, and and the other one that was hospitalized, not to mention they still have no idea what those chemicals were, what they were spraying at people. So that's why they were hiding the videos. That January 6th commission is about to go to hell.
Well, you know, it's like it's been said, and I, you know, like I said, I don't believe anything on the internet. But it's been said, you know, everything that the Democrats are doing and blaming Trump for is exactly what they're doing.
Right.
So,
and then I just saw some documents. I don't know if I shared it with you or not, but Hillary Clinton signed some document, some kind of agreement with the Russian government. I didn't know the Secretary of State was allowed to do that.
Not supposed to, but, you know, in Clinton's world, because your name's Clinton, you could do whatever you want.
Well, I was like, oh, my goodness.
I had somebody attack me because of a comment I made on one of Bongino's posts. They came at me full force. You know they're a Democrat. And I shut them down real quick when they started telling me, oh, well, you know, Trump this and Trump. I said, yeah. Okay, tell me one good thing that Biden's done so far besides run us down in the ground and keep us under control. I said, and also, do your friggin' research before you come at me, because I'm not playing anymore.
No.
I'm sick and tired of people being stupid and believing everything that's said on the internet and everything that's said from the lying mouths of the ones at the top. Fauci's, and that was what it was. They were like, well, if it was true, they'd all be in jail. I said, no. When you're a Democrat, you're above the law.
That's crazy. It's a whole hot mess. You know, and I don't know anymore what the hell, all I know
that's
is
how
that
I get my entertainment is especially listening to these OAN groups and all that shit. Oh, yeah, they're secretly holding tribunals at Gitmo. No, they're not. Oh, yeah, they already got them. No, they didn't. And the best one. Oh, Colin Powell didn't die. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to deny some of the stuff on the right is crazy, too, but not nearly as crazy as the left. And here's the thing. Here's the biggest thing, Bobby, is things that the right says and does that isn't detrimental to society. It's not harmful for many reasons, not the least of which is that the progressives control everything, and I don't just mean the elected officials. I'm talking where the true power is, and that's the bureaucracy and culture. The left controls them.
If anybody out there really realized it, the president doesn't run the country. Congress does.
No. Well, they usually.
Congress does.
I don't know who the hell runs it now.
Oh, well, yeah, true. But any normal or so-called normal presidency, it's actually run by Congress.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, so,
that's why Sleepy Joe won't go and put it in a law instead of mandate, because he knows he'd get laughed out of there.
The but yes, that's why we have the executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch. We are not a true democracy. We're a republic. We're
being republic now.
Well, we were. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I just had to throw that in there.
And
because,
like I told you before,
you know, both sides, all politicians friggin' lie. All politicians are crooked. If you take $1 bill, you're crooked. I'm sorry, in my eyes.
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just, you know, I think a lot of them probably started out well-meaning, or, you know, or they make a deal thinking, you know, oh, well, I'm going to help my state, you know, I'll make this deal. But it's once you take that little step, and then it's easier then to take the next and the next, and then you go from, well, when you got elected, you were well-meaning, and now you're just a politician. You're just corrupt. You're just, you know, selfish.
Yeah,
because you get blackmailed
into it.
That's why the founding fathers never meant for Congress people to be lifetime. They never expected them to serve more than one or two terms. Because it wasn't supposed to be a career. That's why they put in the stipulation that they had to give up their businesses and their investments and all that stuff while they were serving their time. You know, they were given a stipend, not a paycheck, a stipend for food, you know, room and board while they were in D.C. And then after they served their term, you know, they went back to their businesses. But they weren't supposed
right.
to have anything whatsoever to do. And now you've got Pelosi saying, oh, it's okay for us to invest as long as
we're
open about it.
That's a conflict
like,
of interest
no,
from
what?
The get-go. That is a conflict of interest.
A Republican senator just lost her career a couple of years ago behind doing that.
Yep. Because if that was the case, and if it was really true and not against the law, why was Madoff put in jail?
It's illegal. It's worse than insider trading because as a politician, you have control. I mean, it's not just insider trading; it's more than that. And
sure.
That's why you're legally not allowed to do it. And she's going to go and say, yes, you can. But as long as, you know, we're open about it, it's not, it doesn't work like that.
Nope.
So they're breaking constitutional law and nobody's giving a shit.
They've broken every law since the election.
I know.
And they continue to break the laws.
And nobody's doing anything.
No, and that's where I was saying the last couple of shows, you know. And I'm talking from my Republican representatives that, you know, we already seen what 13 Republicans that were trying to push that bill through.
Right.
As opposed to who actually stood up for it. And now you got them going after Manchin because Manchin finally realized, hey, you know, it's basically a cutthroat world, which he should have known from the get-go, that, you know, if you don't abide by the Democrats and stick with the Democrats, then you're the black sheep of the family.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the way they're trying to portray him. And I watched his meeting with one of the co-hosts that
yeah.
interviewed him, and
right.
I was like, yeah, he knows it's friggin' crooked, and he's the only Democrat that is standing up for it. All the rest
well,
of
no,
them, they resigned.
Kyrsten Sinema is, I know one of the news people brought up something. I mean, it's a pussy thing, but, you know, is that there probably are other Democrats that feel the same way. They're just pussies or the progressives just have too much info on them that they can't speak out. And so, you know, Manchin is, even if they can't. But, you know, I'm sorry. You know, if you're in a position that, you know, you did something that they can use to blackmail you to do what what? Sorry. I the cat. At any rate, to do he wound up in the bed. I threw him up, and I guess the position was wrong on his foot, and he yelled. The thing is that if you know you're in a position that somebody can use something against you to make you do something you don't want to do or isn't right, then get the fuck out of that position. Resign, retire, whatever.
Or fight it.
You know, well, it depends on what it is. But, you know.
Well, when it comes to the country, and you swore an oath to protect your own state and your fellow Americans.
Yeah, well, think about it. If it comes to me protecting you or me protecting my ass from jail or something, then you know there are a lot of people that would rather protect their own asses, keep their own asses out of jail.
And that's what's always been the problem in our world.
Or money. You know, it'll cost them, you know, instead of being a multimillionaire, they'll be poor. I mean, think about it. Think about somebody like Biden or Pelosi. I don't know what Pelosi was worth. I know she comes from a fairly well-off family. But someone like Biden, who was a working-class idiot, I mean, you know, when he first got into office. I mean, he wasn't wealthy, and now he's worth how many millions? So,
shit.
He started getting wealthy
when he was brought in as vice president. That's why he sucked ass overseas, and that's why he's always been in China's pocket.
But he's been corrupt since when he was first elected. His very first interview, he said himself he was corrupt at his very first interview he ever did. So my point is that, you know, people just kept electing him. Now, I mean, he's probably not the best example because we know he's been corrupt since day one. But say you had somebody who came in who wasn't corrupt, okay? And by the time they hit their third term, they've either agreed to something they shouldn't have agreed to in order to get something that they thought was good, you know, the ends justifies means type of thing. So now they're told, you know, so now here they are sitting high on the hog, and if they don't keep going the way they're going, they're going to wind up back in the mud, you know, at the bottom of the ladder, and they don't want to do that because they've gotten used to living high on the hog. So that's the problem. So even if the people aren't corrupt enough that they're going to go to jail, they're corrupt enough that they're going to lose all their money and they don't want to start at the bottom again. And unfortunately, that's the problem. That's why I'm saying,
true.
You know, if you can't fight whatever it is that they have on you, then just walk away.
And that's exactly what those five Democrats did when they resigned.
Yep.
Because they're in fear, they're in fear that these FISA warrants and
right.
that shit is going to go down, and they want to walk away from it, even though they're still part of it. And they will, they'll probably get called in. Now, granted, they're not going to get the full force of the law on them because they'll be turned witnesses.
Right. So they're saying, okay, we're resigning. We're not going to run again. Our seat's going to be open to, you know, for, you know, to be taken by a new person, you know, whether it's, you know, hopefully it's a conservative, but, you know, if it's a Democrat, fine, as long as they're honest, you know, I don't really care. I you know, because we are a two-party system and we don't want one party. Just having one party, that's what's put us in the first place. Our Republicans and our Democrats are pretty much the same fucking party. They do the same damn thing.
They just do it in different ways.
Right. The whole idea of having a two-party system is the checks and balances. You know, we've always had the Republicans and the Democrats, and we've also always had independents or, you know, like a Green Party or a Socialist Party. I mean, it's okay to have one or two people, you know, it's a balance. It's you know, ideas, we don't want socialism, but that doesn't mean that there aren't any ideas that you don't want to hear that can't help you do something else better. Or the Green Party, you know, the eco people. You know, again, it's not that, you know, we want to focus on climate change, but that doesn't mean you don't want somebody that knows what the hell they're talking about to put out there, hey, look, we also should be watching about this too. That's how it used to be. We used to communicate. We weren't afraid to speak up and speak out something that that people may not agree with. At least they listen. We can't understand each other if we aren't willing to talk anymore. We are so fucking afraid to talk to each other that we no longer understand each other.
That's why every time a Democrat sits there and goes, you know, I reached across the aisle and I can't understand why they don't want to work with us. I feel like reaching through the friggin' TV and punching them in the face.
Right. They're not reaching across the aisle to try and understand. They're really not. You know, and when they argue their points, they don't really give data. They don't give clear information. You know, what they give is feelings and opinions and anecdotal data, I think it's called, or like Fauci. He never gives real data. He gives anecdotal data, I think somebody called it.
And you see how he trips over his tongue when he's called out on it.
Right, because he can't back up what he's saying. So, you know, and I mean, like I get into conversations and sometimes people will bring something up or they'll ask me, you know, about something I say. And if I can't respond, you know, or if it's something off, I will say either, oh, I didn't think of it that way. You know, that's a good point. I'll have to do some more research and get back to you on it. Or,
right.
You know, or something like that. Or, you know, if I was wrong and somebody points out to me, okay, you're wrong and this is why, then I can again say, oh, I see, okay. But if you're not if you're not willing to talk to me, if you're not willing to present actual information as to why you think I'm wrong, if all you're saying is, oh, well, you're wrong because climate change, you know, or you're wrong because Fauci says, or you're wrong because Joy Reid says. And I'm like, that's not it. That's not going to change my mind. I don't. It's not even going to get me to understand you other than you're an idiot. Because if you come back to me without real information, don't just quote people. I can quote people, but I can also quote where they got the data from and go and get it myself because everybody that I listen to says go and do your own fucking research.
Exactly, because when you do the research that way, when somebody says go research it yourself, you're reading what they just reported.
Yeah.
In some cases, like Bongino, he always says, you know, he's like, you know, this is my opinion or this is a fact. If you don't believe me, look it up here.
Right. Exactly. And you know, and I will, sometimes I'll tell people point blank, look, I don't give a shit what the data says or what the, this is my opinion and this is, I'm not changing it. And that's all there is to it.
Right.
Yeah, because it's my opinion. This is how I feel about something. But if we're going to go based on data, then and my data is wrong and you show me better data, then I would gladly change. But some things
right.
are my feelings. You know,
sure.
you know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I was telling a client today. Here's the thing, okay? You know, there's that meme. If we're wrong and the vaccine is 100% safe and effective, if we're wrong and it's not a bioweapon, it's 100% safe and effective, so we get the vaccine. We're, you know, so what? We say, okay, I was wrong, give me the vaccine. What happens
right.
you get the vaccine and it turns out the world like, what the fuck? You can't
exactly. That's where they brought that divide in again. Dividing all of us people.
And again, they know
that there are us that are unvaxxed that know what's going on, and the best way to put us in our so-called place and to say that we're conspiracy theorists or say that, you know, it's because of us being unvaxxed that this is continuing. No, it's continuing because you keep on throwing out lies.
Well, I'll be honest, Bobby, even if it was 100% safe, I wouldn't take it because I know that they used aborted fetal cells in it.
Right.
That alone would stop me from taking it. Forget everything else.
Oh. And
you know,
I go same way since the flu, with the flu shot. I haven't had one, and I can't tell you how long, and I've never gotten a flu.
Well,
Every time I got a flu shot, I got the flu.
No, I used to get it. But see, here's the thing. They've changed the way they made the flu shot. It's not, they don't make it with the same ingredients the same way they did 5-10 years ago, even 3 years ago.
Nope.
They've changed the formula. So,
and that's
know,
why I but, don't trust anything from the government that has been made or is being made this quick and forced upon us.
Right. Yeah. So, like I said, they, you know, I still would not get it. I'm not getting the flu shot. I am taking vitamins. I'm taking supplements. I'm losing weight. I'm not watching my sugar right now. It is Christmas, and I did make cookies. But I'm drinking. I'm drinking like Ida vinegar and water, you know, with some cinnamon, you know, to help, you know, counteract the sugar. But my point is that, you know, as we learn things, we change. If they go back to making the flu vaccine the way they used to, with a piece of the flu and some albumin or whatever the shit it is from the chicken egg, fine, I'll consider taking it again. But as long as I know that they're using human cells, whether it's from an aborted fetus or not, I'm not taking it. I don't believe in blood I don't want a blood transfusion. I don't want an organ transplant. I want to die with what God gave me. You know, I'm going to trust in my God-given immune system. Yes, I believe in science.
And see, that was brought up today, too. Why are they not? Why do they always skate away from that question about our immune system?
I don't know.
All those so-called the WHO doctors, the freaking Fauci, all of them. Why do they skate away from that question when it is risen. What about your immune system?
Oh, well, the immune system is good, but the vaccine is better. And I'm sorry, disagree.
But I know, but I'm saying, I saw several radio broadcasts on this. And it's true if you think about it. They dance around that question. They will not give you a straight-up answer.
Nope.
And the only research, the only two doctor researchers that are on our wave of thinking and knowing, they're no longer with us. Why? They not only lost their jobs, but they also lost their lives.
Well, now you have Peter Navarro and Dr. Robert Malone. He's on our wave. I mean, we do have a number of doctors who do speak out and have been speaking out from the beginning.
We still have the one German doctor that's in hiding, and he does do interviews and stuff, but it's kind of off grid.
A lot of them have to be careful. Yes, definitely.
You have to. I trust them people. I honestly trust them people more than I do our own people.
Yeah, I mean it is very scary and concerning, and these people are freaking nuts. That's for sure. But all we can do is pray.
Yeah, I know, but you know, even that's starting to get attacked. Another thing I saw, somebody was saying something about now they're going after Christians again.
With that Satan thing.
Right. And saying that Christmas is satanic.
Well, what happened is that.
I wish you would explain it to me because.
Christmas is the winter solstice. The Catholic Church made Christmas the celebration of the birth of Christ in order to convert pagans to Christianity. The Bible, historically speaking, Christ probably was born, I think, in like September, October, or something like that, because, a lot of researches, secular and Christian ones, based on the time of year and the fact that they were going to Bethlehem for the census and all that stuff, that he was probably, it was probably more like September, October, or whatever, maybe November that he was born. Definitely not December 25th. But somebody was pointing out to me that it doesn't matter that it's not really his birthday. What's the important thing is that we're celebrating his birth.
That's what I was just going to say. You're celebrating Christ.
Right. They said, we have to, the Christians, the Catholic Church did overwhelm the pagan holiday of winter solstice for Christ's birthday in order to convert these pagans to Catholicism. And the same applies to a couple of other Catholic holidays. They were not Christian holidays. They weren't religious. They did it in order to convert pagans, to help convert pagans to Christianity. Once I learned that, I was like a little upset with the Christmas thing, and I, kept it to secular. But like I said, I had a friend who pointed out to me in a reasonable way, we're celebrating him and his birth. What the heck does it matter what day it is? We could do it in July. It doesn't matter.
Right.
We're celebrating the birth of Christ. So the date itself really isn't important. It's what we're doing with it.
Exactly.
You know, and that made sense. So now I'm back to, you know, appreciating it from that aspect. I'm actually going to Christmas Mass tomorrow at my church that I just joined, which I absolutely love. I think they attack the Christians, because I don't know, we're easy to attack. I mean, we've become weak in our faith. A lot of Christians have become extremely weak in their faith. And
yes.
part of it is the science shit. Here's the thing. Science was not created to prove that God doesn't exist. Science was to explain the wonders that God gave us.
Yes.
Not to question him, but to explain, you know, and it does, you know, and science, like the Big Bang Theory, PragerU, I love PragerU. I try and donate to them whenever I have a few extra bucks. They have a series that, you know, explaining God. You know, they talk about the Big Bang. They talk about, you know, Darwin's theory and the – I mean, they talk about all of it, and they explain logically how science itself proves God and disproves science. Because some of the people that were speaking started out as atheists and now are Christians.
Right.
Because they were using science to disprove God, and it can't. You can't disprove God. You know,
no.
They say from chaos comes order. Okay, but what causes the order? They can't show scientifically that there's no logic, there's nothing to prove what brought the order together, you know, but yes, we say it's God. I know some people want to say aliens and, you know, all right, you know, I say God, you know,
right.
You know, the Big Bang Theory, they've tried to prove it, Lord knows how many times, and every time more questions pop up. You know, it's like, you know, the Big Bang Theory basically is you throw all these puzzle pieces, however many it is at this point, into a bag, you shake it up, and you throw it out, and the puzzle's all put together.
Yep.
That's what they're saying happened. It can't happen. That's, you know,
no.
Not possible. God did it.
Exactly. And that's where that saying, everything happens for a reason came from.
What? Right. There's no such thing as coincidence.
No, I don't believe in it.
You know, everything happens for a reason in its own time. I do agree that if you take door A as opposed to door B, you might get something different happening, but eventually you're going to get to the same spot.
Right.
It's just how
you're
going to
get
there.
You're going to get the basic same results.
Right. Yeah. Do you remember those games? Those detective games, open door A.
Yeah.
There's a tie. Open door B. There's the pretty girl.
Yeah. I used to love playing them games.
Right. Okay, so you pick A this time. Go through. Now you got A, B, and C.
Right. And that's how you basically, if you apply it to your life.
Right. I believe in logic, but unfortunately, it doesn't always apply. It's your gut feeling.
Exactly. And let me tell you something, and I've always said it. I do follow my gut, because you know why? My gut has never lied to me.
Right.
If I felt something certain in my gut, like right now, you're goddamn straight I'm listening to my gut before I listen to you.
Right. No, you're right.
But see, and it has not, you know, and that was another conversation I got into with somebody too. Oh, well, that's because, you know, you were trained. No, it has nothing to do with what I was trained in. What it has to do with is what I went through and what I've seen.
Right.
And what I know for a fact, that when it gets out into the public, it's all sugar-coated.
Right.
So,
no, you're,
you know,
right.
I have been in similar and certain circumstances where, like I said, you know, my gut has never let me down. And I trust more than I do this government at this time.
Yeah, it's sad, you know, that we are, our government has put us in this position. You know, like I said, I grew up, my mom was definitely not, she was definitely the oddball out. You know, they had a folder on her, that's for sure. She was an activist, and, you know, but today it's not like it was. I mean, today's not like it was. You know, I talk to a lot of older people, and, you know, we all agree it's not the same. You know, it's like we can't figure out what the hell happened. It's like people are crazy.
And right now, that's the saddest part right now with this country. If more people would just stop and listen to our elders and just talk with them for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, for however long, you would get so much information and so much more to level out yourself. Do I believe it? Do I not believe it? And the more you check into it, okay, well, you know, this elder was correct. He says,
right,
he or she said it was going to happen, and look what happened.
You don't even have old people to talk to anymore because we threw them away. First, we threw them away in nursing homes, and now they're locked up because of COVID. And, you know, that's after, you know, we've destroyed their mental state. You know, I was a home health aide. 20 years.
Because
I
because for before this bullshit COVID popped out, I was going to the VA at my VA hospital. We have a fourth floor. It's called the Patriot Walk, and you know why it's called the Patriot's Walk? It is our elderly and sick veterans that are on their way out. They're the ones I would sit with. Day in, day out. They wouldn't kick me out of the hospital. Oh, it's time to go. No more visitors. No, because you know why? A lot of them folks don't have family, for one.
Right.
And number two, it made me feel like I was, part of something.
Right.
And that I was giving back, because sitting there and just listening to them and seeing their eyes light up when you're sitting there looking at them with your own eyes, and they know you're looking at them.
Paying attention, yes.
Exactly.
They love people. I learned so much more from listening to those old people than I ever did in school.
It's respect.
And it was much more, they told them, really. And you know, to listen to the story, like the guy I worked for, he was Jewish, and he was in World War II. He was a psychologist, and the stories he would tell. But he also was at Hiroshima, Normandy. He had pictures. The stories that he would tell, it was amazing, you know, to hear from him and his wife. He always told the story about how his wife, she came from a well-off family, while he was off serving, he got a car. And one day the car wouldn't start, so she just abandoned it on the bridge. And of course, then no idea what happened to the car. You know, got stolen or towed or whatever. But he was really pissed because back then, trying to buy a car was very difficult because of the material.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have them. He went to Penn State, and he hitchhiked from Philadelphia to Penn State, and he went through New Jersey because he was hitchhiking. And on the night that Orson Welles did War of the Worlds, and so he was only catching bits and pieces of it. And he said that's what a lot of people thought. That's why people thought it was real, because they would miss the beginning, and then they missed the break where it said it was only a show. So he said, and he said when he was driving, a lot of the people that picked him up, he goes, they were terrified. He goes, and he saw them So I had taken a course in school where we listened to the story, and we heard about him and how he got fined or something behind that. He got in trouble behind doing that. But it's not the same as listening to somebody that actually lived through it.
Right. And see, my nieces and nephews, that's where they learned a lot of stuff, because my dad would sit them down, especially when my mom passed away 6 years ago. And when we were all together, he sat down telling them stories that they never heard. And he told them, he's like, I wouldn't recommend it today. But do you know how I used to get, I was stationed in Mayport, Rhode Island. He says, do you know how I used to get back to New Jersey on my leave? He says, just step outside the gate, put my thumb up, and that's how I got home. He says, I don't recommend it today because of all these psychos out there.
When I was a little girl, my dad worked at Grumman's in Sag Harbor, and I went to the convent school there. And there was a couple. I remember one time the car didn't. We hitchhiked, and it was a good distance that we hitchhiked, you know, because the car broke down, and you didn't have cell phones, and pay phones were, you know, few and far between, you know.
Right.
And we didn't think anything about it, and he had two little girls, and he's hitchhiking. Nobody thought about it.
Nope.
You know, I wouldn't recommend doing it. I used to go hitchhiking all the time.
I'm even leery about pulling over on the side of the highway, seeing a woman with a flat tire.
Right.
Is she really broke down? Or is there people in the woods waiting to hop out once you stop?
Right. I call the police first. You know, I'll call 911 or roadside service, but I'm not stopping. But I'm serious. When I learned how to drive, I didn't think twice about picking up somebody.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I never thought twice
My mom did it back in the day with us kids in the car.
Yeah, you didn't. Who you didn't?
Was,
I mean,
no, I mean there was even back then there was questionable looking people that my mom would be like, no, I don't feel comfortable about stopping for this one.
Right, of course. I mean, you know, that's always going to be the case. But they and you know the funny thing is that I don't think we have all that much more percentage-wise than we did back then. It just seems like it because there's a higher population, but I still wouldn't do it.
No. Tell me if you think I'm wrong, okay? I'm sure you've heard about the congresswomen that were carjacked today.
Oh, yes. The one in Philly and the one in Chicago.
Okay. Now, the Congress, one I believe was a governor. I might be wrong.
There was a senator in Philadelphia who was carjacked, but she was perfectly okay. Two guys just pulled up. They took her wallet and her car. Then there was one in Chicago. There was some gunshots. Nobody was hurt, but there was some gunshots. It was her and her boyfriend or her husband or something. So the one in Philly, a woman was alone. But the one in Chicago, I think her male partner was with her.
Okay. Well, here's my question. And tell me if I'm wrong. Senators, governors, okay, they don't get Secret Service. But they do have guards.
They do?
Where were the guards? Yes, they do.
I didn't know they have guards?
Yeah.
Really?
Your governor's got guards.
Yeah, but I don't think they're with them all the time, are they?
They're supposed to be, especially in a time like now, where the country's going haywire.
That is a good question. Where were they?
Yeah.
So I never thought about that.
Now, my thought on it, my opinion on it, is that's more, so to speak, ammo for them to go after your guns.
But why? It was a criminal that did it. It wasn't somebody that had that legally owned their gun.
But still, with the way things are going today, and with every freaking Democrat that's against the Second Amendment, the more of these types of crimes pop up, the more ammo it puts in their belt to go against the Second Amendment.
Yeah, well.
That's just my opinion. It just seems awful funny. Especially.
No, you're right.
Especially me growing up across that bridge from Philadelphia, downtown Philadelphia, and all my years I spent in Philadelphia. And nowadays, they would have either shot her or they'd have pulled her out of the car and then took the car.
Right. Well, none of them got shot. And I think, even the one in Chicago – There was gunfire, but I don't think there was a gun in the first one involved in the one in Philly at all.
I don't know which one it was, but I know that they supposedly arrested five people that were involved.
Probably Chicago.
I haven't heard any more on it. As we talk about looking outside the box, okay?
Right.
When the Democrats are low and they know they're getting beat, what do? Produce stories.
True.
And what happened last week and what's been happening this week?
Right.
Now all of a sudden, two of your representatives.
That's true.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These are my own thoughts and my own opinions. Mm-hmm. When I see something like that with what's going on right now in government, I wouldn't put it past them that was just set up.
Well, here's something to think about, and because I don't know if you're aware of they came out with. Sequel to The Cabal, number 20. So somebody shared it with me, and I watched it. And here's something, and I see this happening here in the United States, too. So when they don't want us to look at B, they use misdirection. So when
right.
when something critical is happening in the government, a scandal in front of our eyes, because people will focus on the scandal before they focus on what the government's doing, because the scandal is more important than what's going on in government. And they were pointing this out in the video. It was about they brought something to head about missing children, you know, or human trafficking, you know, the trafficking of children, and they didn't want the people to really focus on it. So instead, they put out all these pictures of the I don't know what his title was, security chief or whatever, getting married and not wearing a mask. So instead
yep.
of people paying attention to what wasn't getting done on human trafficking, they were paying attention to not wearing the mask.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Whenever they want to take your mind off and the focus off of what's really going
right.
on, that's what they're going to do. They're going to come up with
yeah.
variants. They're going to come up with... This one was robbed at gunpoint. This one was
right.
this. This one was that.
That's true. That's very, very
and
true.
All,
and
but if you think about it, the more you do that, how much more are you going to lie?
I don't know. But the thing is even those of us who are awake don't always catch it.
No. That's what, you know, and – that's why it cracks me up that Fauci, of all people, he should have been kicked off that board a long time ago.
Yeah, he's...
But he knows he's safe, and that's why he's always got that shitty-eating grin on his face.
Well, Candace Owens asked Trump why he did not get rid of Fauci. She asked him point-blank, why did you not get rid of him? And he actually had a very good answer. He said, well, see, here's the thing. He said, if I would have gotten rid of him, I never would have heard the end of it from the left. They would have just tied me up even more. He said, so instead, I just ignored him. Because then
yep.
if you think about everything that Trump did, that's exactly what he did. He ignored Fauci.
Yeah.
He usually did the opposite of what Fauci said to do. And he's right. If he would have fired Fauci, instead of paying attention to what was going on with the country and things that we needed to do, it would have been focused on him firing Fauci. So he had a very good reason for not getting rid of him. I never even thought of that. It just, you know, it is with people. That's the problem. People no longer think for themselves.
Well, and that's where everybody's saying, and I kind of agree with them too. You know, listening to MSNBC, CNN, all of them. You know, not only Trump, but a lot of people have pointed that out way back when. Quit listening
yeah.
to them because they're nothing but a bunch of bullshit. They're
yeah.
for the agenda. they're for whatever is going to make them look good in the public's eyes.
Yep. Now I'm still watching Fox. I think they still, for mainstream media, are, you know, fairly honest, you know. But even then, you have to be careful. And I mean, I make comments on some of their stuff, and it gets taken down. Now, I don't know if it's them that's taking it down or if YouTube is doing it because I say things that go against their narrative. You know,
I think it's
probably YouTube, though. But,
yeah.
But the thing is, but even them, you know, I get sick and tired of some of their responses about things, like, you know, with the vaccine. I'm sick and tired of them. Well, I got the vaccine. Yes, I support, you know, but I support people's choice. And that's all fine and dandy, but stop pushing the damn vaccine. You know,
exactly.
You know,
that's the whole point that pisses me off. I respect your choice. If you chose that you thought that that's going to help you and keep your family safe, I have a lot of respect for you in the world. But
right.
Do not disrespect me because I did my research and I refused to take their poison.
Safe and everything. I'm like, no. You want to say, hey, look, I got the vaccine and I'm okay. That's fine because some people who have gotten the vaccine are fine. More than likely they got the placebo, but they're fine. Because like I said, you know, each batch has a different ingredient level. You know,
yep.
That's
how they're doing their studies. That's how they're getting their numbers. That's how they're going to present their research. You're the research subject.
Right.
It's no different than what they always done to the poor friggin' chimpanzees and all the monkeys
right.
and the rats and Fauci of all
and
people, dogs, cats.
Keep up. Yeah.
Exactly.
All those women in Africa.
Yep.
That
Africa still wants Bill Gates' head, but nobody will turn him over.
Yeah. I know. There are a lot of people that want him dead. But and like I said, that guy that's in charge of WHO, he belonged to one of those groups that was into killing people for power. I mean, you know, he was not a good person. I don't know why,
no.
but Bill Gates backed him, so that's why he's in charge.
Yep.
You know, people need to wake the fuck up, you know. Or if you want to disagree with us, you know, fine, but give us a reason why. I mean, I haven't heard anybody give me any kind of logical reason as to why I'm wrong. I'm like,
just like us respecting them, respect us.
Fauci said that people need to have
a discussion and agree to disagree, but don't be
right.
nasty and don't just take your own word for it and not hear
right.
the other side.
Exactly. You know, Fauci wants families to uninvite their family members that haven't been vaccinated. Despite the fact that even CDC and WHO and FDA have said that there is no difference between vaccinated and unvaccinated when it comes to passing, to getting and sharing the virus.
Now think about what you just said. Again, read between the lines.
Yeah, no, I'm...
it's not science. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out.
It's politics. It's not about the science.
It's control.
Control, exactly.
They're not getting enough deaths from the so-called COVID and all the variants that they want to pump up. That's why they're pumping up and trying to mandate you get a shot.
Yeah, well.
Because they know that a lot of us out here aren't as stupid as the others.
See, and this is where logic comes in. Show me a logical reason for me to get vaccinated. Don't tell me I got to get vaccinated to protect you because you got vaccinated, because that's not logical. If you got vaccinated
no.
and the vaccine does what it's supposed to do, you're safe. I'm not. And I don't
exactly.
give a shit. Because in my opinion, my God-given immune system will work. I just need to boost it a little bit. And everybody,
exactly.
oh, well, you're because of your weight and your age and you're diabetic, you're at a high risk. And I'm like, no, actually, no, I'm not. The original COVID numbers for somebody in my age group, okay, and my comorbidities still has a 97% to 98% chance.
Yep.
I only lose two percentage. I only lose 2 points. So I figure if I boost my immune system, I'm going to gain at least half a point. So bump me up to at least 98. And if I get my
yep.
sugars lower and, you know, lose some weight, you know, so I'll take a guaranteed 97% to 98% over a possible 60%.
And that was the other thing, too. They said your own immune system can fight it, and that, you know, it's a 99.97%.
Whatever, right.
Doable rate.
Well, I lose some points for being fat and diabetic.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just, again, you said it yourself. It's the way, you know, it's how you take care of yourself.
Right.
And boosting
yeah,
your immunity is good for anybody.
Right.
And I'm just getting tired of them because, Lorna brought up that good point several weeks ago about, you know, her family members were at the hospital, and thank God the daughter listened to the mother and got her out of that hospital, because these
right.
hospitals are still getting paid to put you down as COVID.
Right.
And the CDC and FDA guidelines is if your oxygen level drops to a certain percent, boom, you're on a ventilator. When all you had to do was get a shot of ivermectin or that REMS, I can't never say the name right, and I don't want to.
Yeah. The amount of coronal antibodies.
Right. I always hack that name up, but
Ridgeron or some shit like that. Yeah, I'm
right.
Sure I can't.
So you know those two drugs right there, and
mm-hmm.
and them coming out, and you still got doctors, and there's doctors that are getting fined for treating their patients with ivermectin.
Well, you know, I think I shared with you, it was a military person, there have been a lot of stories where families had to go to court to get a court order to force the hospital to give a family member who was on a ventilator ivermectin, and within 3 days, they were off the ventilator and sitting up. You know, here they have written them off as dead. And yet they still will not give it. Well, you that look that thing that you shared from Glenn Beck. That's why.
Yep. Because it works. And that's the thing that cracks me up is that these hospitals. Oh no! We got to follow CDC guidelines. Well, you know what? Screw your goddamn guidelines. Don't think about putting me on a ventilator.
Well, see, they don't do their own research anymore.
Exactly.
And the few doctors that do and are willing to go against the CDC guidelines, they wind up fired. They wind up losing their career. You know,
or
less of them are willing to speak up.
Or Clinton side it.
Right. But and so less of them are willing to speak up. And that's a sad thing. You know, so that's why I was saying I don't want. I told Medicare I don't want your damn government funded medical system. I will rather pay for it. I got to pay for it out of pocket anyway. I'd rather pick my own doctors because they don't because the Medicare they don't pay for holistic doctors. They don't pay for the kind of doctors that I want to go to. Because they only pay doctors who kiss their ass.
Yep.
And that's the same
and that's thing. Just it.
That
that's just
thing.
It. You know, speaking of them, and it cracks me up because they were just saying, oh, yeah, the misinformation out there all over the social media. Now, I have a good friend of mine I went to school with, and she is a doctor. She happens to be now, for the past several years, a holistic doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she had shared with me and told me, you know, try to get this out to anybody that you can. And I did. And guess what Facebook did?
Probably put
now,
you in jail again.
Now, mind you, I posted this a few months ago. Today,
uh-huh.
I got the Misinformation Act on it.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's really nuts. But like I said, I have some friends who have, you know, who are friends who in the community that, you know, I can find a local, you know, holistic doctor without a problem, because remember, we have a lot of Amish. So,
right.
So it really should not be, you know, hard to find a doctor,
no.
you know, that is, you know, old school.
Exactly.
You know, you know, I mean, it is, you know, it is what it is. I'm getting old. I know I'm getting older, and, you know, I'm diabetic mostly because I am not as good about watching what I eat as I should be. But, you know, it doesn't mean, but it's controllable with, you know, diet and exercise. I just have to be willing to do it. You know, I have to be
right.
Put in the effort. And I know this, and because of what's happening and things that I've learned, I'm more willing today than I was 3 years ago. You know what I mean?
Sure. We all are.
There was a time in my life, I mean, I was extremely, even I've always been big, but it was, you know, there was a time in my life when most of it was muscle, not fat.
Right.
But now most of it's fat. Yeah, so I've got to find a balance. The thing is that I'm concerned, you know, for society. I mean, I keep praying. I keep hoping that, you know, people will change. Even though I know I can't change people, I pray for them to change themselves.
Yeah, and not only did they stoop low enough to come out with that shot for the 5 to 11-year-olds, but now I'm hearing that they're working on one for babies just born.
And people, they, you know, I wish I could show, because I know that there are people who do not allow their children to get vaccinated at all. I know that there are true anti-vaxxers whose children have never been vaccinated, and I know that there are doctors out there that track these children. I would love to know what percentage of those children have autism compared to the percentage of children who have been vaccinated. Because everybody keeps saying that the vaccines have nothing whatsoever to do with autism, but despite the fact that the pharmaceutical companies were told that they must present data every 2 years to show this, they never ever have.
No.
So they haven't
that's
even
one,
followed the law. They haven't been held accountable.
Right, and that's one of the things that my one friend said too, was that, you know, if you don't believe what people are saying about their child that's been vaccinated with certain vaccines, read the pamphlets.
Right. See,
Well, that's why I'm just saying.
I would love to see the numbers. I would love to see the numbers.
Well, that's just like, honestly, I would really love to see the actual numbers of people that actually died from COVID, as opposed to it was just put on their death certificate because the hospital gets paid for it.
Well, no, my understanding is that they all tested positive for COVID, but that's not what they died from. In other words, if they died in a car accident but tested positive, it was listed. They had to test positive.
Yeah, but that's but that's what I'm saying, though, is, you know, them pumping up the numbers just for their game.
And you're
getting researchers that are really coming up with more facts than what these idiots are.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the numbers are skewered. That's for damn sure.
Like I said, there's a bunch of researchers out there. There's a bunch of doctors out there that have real numbers, and they said it's not what you think.
They are making it sound worse
than what it is.
Yeah, I've seen some of the numbers, and some of them have had to come out and admit that they lied, you know, in order to get the money, but they haven't changed the numbers. The problem is that the numbers are not where they would do the most good. So, you know, MSNBC, you know, CNN, all that, they're not in mainstream media. The CDC downplays it. You know, they have to give the truth when asked directly, but they avoid the question as much as possible. You know what I mean? So, So it's like, all we can do is pray. That's it. I mean, this world is dumb. My wife
looks at me like I got three heads in the morning when she's watching our local news station, because I'll see the numbers the night before, and these idiots come on, and they've got it hyped up that, there were 16 deaths yesterday. Now there's 19 today from COVID. And, we have three people that just tested positive for Omicron. And I'm like, you're freaking kidding me. Because our state is not one of the 14 states on that list that has even said that anybody has tested positive.
It's crazy. It is so freaking crazy. I don't know. But like I said, I'm really upset, you know, with Fauci telling people they need to uninvite family members who haven't been vaccinated. You know, luckily my family, you know, isn't that crazy. But, you know, but there are families that are. There are families that are going to tell their children or their grandchildren or cousins or aunts or whatever, I'm sorry, but you can't come because you're not vaccinated.
Yeah.
Or boosted.
Right. And the ones that crack me up is that the ones that do get these shots and get the boosters and are part of your family and, we want to see you, so we're just going to come anyway. So where's your logic thinking there? If you're that afraid that you went and got not just one, but all three plus a booster shot, and afraid to go anywhere and always wearing your mask, and you're going to come to my house where I don't wear a mask, haven't been vaccinated and refuse to, and you're that scared, why would you put yourself in that position?
I don't know. Like, well, we, you know, like my one nephew, he was sick. And, I mean, he's better now. But we told him, you know, you're sick. You can't, I mean, you can't, you know, if you're sick, of course you can't come. You know, we'll do something, you know, the next day. But, you know, because we have people, you know, visiting and everything. And we don't want them to get sick. It's not because, you know, you might have COVID. You can have a freaking cold. We don't want you. If you're sick,
you don't want to spread. You don't want to. You just don't want to spread the germs.
Right. But
I get
the,
that. And like I said, the only place you'll see me put a mask on is if I go into a hospital or out of respect if somebody says, "Could you put your mask on for?" You know, if I'm coming to their house, yes.
Yeah,
I do it.
That's a completely different situation. I agree 100%.
But you're not going to sit there and tell me that I can't walk around free, breathing free air. You're not going to sit there and tell me that I have to get jabbed and I have to wear a mask or God, he's Satan because he's not following the sheep.
Oh, I think it's funny that, you know, you get all these vaccinations and still got to wear the mask.
I know, and see, they even dance around that question too. They've been asked several times since all this crap. Okay, well, if you get vaccinated, does that mean that you're safe? No, it just means that if you get it, it'll make it less. No, it don't work that way, buddy. I'm sorry. I'm not a doctor, but I know enough that, hey, if I feel sick, I ain't going to go around people. If I feel sick, I'm going to treat myself.
Actually, if I'm sick, I want to be left the fuck alone.
Exactly. And that's what cracks me up about, you know, that they don't come out and say it when they're asked about it.
Yeah, they're crazy. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what the hell is going to happen.
That right there, too, should throw up red flags to anybody with half a brain. If Fauci is asked that direct question like he's been being asked and he dances around it, that should tell you something.
And they let him. They let him get away with it.
Sure, because he's going with their agenda. Their big plan.
You know, like I said, I don't know what the hell's going to happen. You know, I know God wins and, you know, things will work out in the end, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of suffering. There's going to be a lot of needless people, a lot of people dying needlessly. That's all I know.
Right. And it's just like a bunch of the top researchers were saying they lived, you know, back in the 40s and 50s, they lived with Ebola without having a vaccine. So.
And with tuberculosis.
Yeah. They don't exist no more. That and the flu don't exist anymore.
Tuberculosis?
Yeah, it don't exist no more, don't you know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you know the common cold that's nothing, you know, that no longer exists either.
Yeah, well,
it's all these variants and it's all this COVID.
They're idiots.
That's all it is.
They're idiots. You know, I'm not a scientist. I mean, I was a home health aide for 20 years. I've worked around people, who were in the medical profession, you know, and my doctor herself, you know, when I was asking her questions, you know, about talking to her about the vaccine. She's like, oh, well, I can give you the name of the doctor who can explain it. I'm like thinking to myself, you should be able to explain it.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't have to know something about it.
You heard my story with my cardiologist the other day.
No, your cardiologist couldn't explain it to you?
No. She had to cancel my appointment back in September because she got vaccinated and then wound up with COVID.
Right, now I remember, yeah.
And trying to push that shot on me. And I turned to her and I said, you know, with all your coughing, I said, that's from that damn shot. And she looked at me. And I said, yeah. I said, that's the result of that shot. And she goes, oh, haven't been vaccinated? I said, nope, and I won't be.
Yeah. And the way they treat kids that won't, you know, that aren't vaccinated, they won't. You know, they're like, oh, well, we shouldn't be treating people who don't get vaccinated. We should let them die. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I don't want to go in your hospital and be put on a ventilator. Give me my fucking ivermectin and my hydroxychloroquine, and I'm good to go.
Yep.
Because if you recover
on your own immune system, and or you happen to get lucky and get the remdesivir, it's called.
Right.
I probably hacked that word. That and ivermectin. If you somehow mysteriously can get a hold of it, and I'm not talking about from a farmer and the horse shit. But
right,
and you combat it, you're going to be called out, being called an idiot. Well, why am I an idiot? I treated it with the stuff I know for sure works.
Right.
And you know the I'm not even going to try to pronounce that.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, that one. See, there is truth out there. It's just like if you drink seltzer water.
Right.
I know it's disgusting to drink without it being mixed, you know, as an adult with a mixed drink.
No,
but
oh, you're drinking tonic. Tonic water is not the same as seltzer. Tonic water
that's
has
what
a
I meant. I'm sorry. Yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, tonic water only has about 5% quinine in it. It used to have a higher percentage. I used to love real quinine. The guy I worked for, he had real quinine watered out in his basement.
Think about it, even 5%.
I love it.
Yes, even drinking with 5% in it is a lot
better
than no percent.
Yeah, and you can put a little bit of lemon
in it. Yeah, you know what? Honestly, if you're out and it's a hot day and you're cutting a lawn or you're doing yard work or you want to go on a walk, instead of a regular bottle of water, take a tonic water.
Yeah,
that quenches my thirst better than any water out there.
Yeah, it is. I love it. But I know how to make homemade quinine. So
quinine,
which
yeah. See, that's
yeah,
what I'm saying. If you keep that zinc and okay, I'm on vitamin D with calcium, vitamin D3
yeah.
with calcium.
Correct.
And
that's correct.
And I was told by two doctors that I trust that I have a slim chance, if any chance, of getting any of this COVID shit because I'm
taking. Yeah, they said that the majority of people were either obese and or vitamin D deficient, and it's
right.
You know, I honestly think I probably had a mild case of it last June, but no, I have been taking.
I'll be honest with you. I think we all had it way before they even announced it came out.
Right. But, I'm with you. I take vitamin D. I take vitamin C, magnesium, zinc. I take all that shit. I also do the pine needle tea.
I'm on a high dose of the one you just said.
Zinc.
Magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium.
Because of one of the pills I take, I have to
right.
have it.
That's good for you. Magnesium is awesome for your immune system. It helps with your bowels. It helps with your sleep. Magnesium is awesome. It's an awesome supplement. I love it.
So that's what these two doctors told me with the combination of both of them. And my dad, before he passed away last January, he would have been 86. And let me tell you something. Even though he fell and got a TBI, and that's why he was put into a rehab, and they were the ones that actually killed my dad. Because out of all the COVID testings they did on that man, not one test came up positive. Not one. And that's why I told that doctor that morning, if I find on that death certificate that my father passed away from COVID, you're going to have a problem.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy. It's very crazy.
But that, you know, and that's what my one doctor told me. He says, your dad had been taking both of that combination, just like you do, with the magnesium, the vitamin D3 with calcium. That's why your pops never got it.
Right. Yeah, no, like I said, I think, here's the thing. I know, I don't deny COVID-19. I am not a COVID-19 denier. I mean, there are people out there that I deny the pandemic.
Yes.
I think the pandemic is fake.
It is.
That is fake, but not the virus. And the virus is man-made, and I personally think it was released on purpose. I think that the military games in Wuhan in 2019 were when it started.
It was actually before that.
I've been hearing a lot of stuff about it, and when Glenn Beck connected all those dots, a lot of what he shared I already heard. It's just that he put them in context, to make it more
explain
logical.
It to me like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's all they got to do. But no, they won't do that. Because that takes away from the pharmaceutical company, which in turn takes away from the doctors and takes away from your government, because they got their hands in it.
Yeah. No, I agree wholeheartedly.
It was released. Yes, it was released. Yes, it did affect people, but guess what? That was gone. They knew that it was gone. That's why they started coming up with these variants.
And since the variants
scared half of the people to get the shots, now they come up with the mandates, and now they're pushing more on the shots because nobody's believing them.
But see, here's the thing. Again, anybody that has any minute understanding of science, you don't have to be a scientist, high school science, The mutations and the variants are caused by the vaccinated. Common sense science. It's not, you don't have to be a scientist to understand this.
And the biggest joke of all, when Fauci gets tongue-tied and when he's called out on something, I trust the science. You're
who's
a scientist,
science?
but yet you're still involved in Wuhan. You're still the one that released this bullshit.
Oh, and that jackass that made the song that fucked up Puff the Magic Dragon. What the hell is that idiot's name with the glasses? He's going to say, well, it's still natural. Some of us think it possibly could have come, but it, more than likely it came from a bat and went to another animal and then to humans. It's like, do they really think it was still that dumb?
They do, because they had all them people take the shots for it.
I know. Well, more and more people are starting to wake up. And some of the ones that got vaccinated are now waking up. I mean, how can you deny soccer players dropping dead on a field? Or basketball players. I shared with you that Christmas song, It's Beginning to Look Like Genocide.
Yeah.
I mean, and
not only that, but young kids in high school.
Yeah.
And the biggest kicker, of them, of that one school that told the kid, here's a piece of pizza if you take the shot, but don't tell your parents.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that happens a lot. That's been happening a lot. Yeah, that's been happening a lot. And then look at Australia and Austria, England, all of them. You know, Israel. You know, I mean, come on. You know, Israel is sharing all this information that 29% of young men ages 17 to 22 get myocarditis, and they're still giving them the fucking vaccine and boosters.
Yeah.
And a fourth booster, forcing it on them. So, don't tell them, so you know what it's doing, and you're still giving them the shot. Don't tell me that the benefit way what it's doing to them. It doesn't.
Right. No.
Because people young at that age aren't susceptible to COVID, and if they are, they recover quickly. You're going to lose more young men to myocarditis than you are to COVID.
Yep. All right, we got 4 minutes left, so. It was a great show. I appreciate you being on with me, Maria.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't leave you hanging by yourself.
No, I do really honestly appreciate it. It was a great show. We're not doing a Saturday show. I'm going to be playing music, Christmas music, from 12
o'clock,
to 2.
Right?
12 to 2. And other than that, I believe we'll probably have a Sunday prayer service.
Okay.
I have to get with Robert, but other than that, if I don't speak to you or hear from you, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Oh, wait,
enjoy
I'll
it.
Share pictures. You know me, I'll
definitely.
Share pictures.
Definitely. God bless America.
Oh,
God bless our children. God bless our veterans, our first responders, our military, and God bless the Defender 7. Good night.
God bless. Good night.